Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sirius XM Radio presents, in conjunction with House of Athlete, I Am Athlete Tonight.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to I Am Athlete Tonight. I am your host, Ashley Nicole Moss, and I am joined by 12-year NFL veteran Pac-Man Jones, and finally gracing us with his presence, Pac, Shady McCoy is in the studio. You want to give
Shady, baby.
Listen, tell him about himself real quick.
Hey, Shady.
What's up, brother? How you doing?
I got that fine list for you, baby. I'll talk to you about that later, a little later. Love you.
Love you too, brother.
Shady, what happens if you late? What happens if you late for your practice or meetings in the NFL? What happens to you?
I've been removed from the game for a year.
You know what happens to you. I don't even remember.
You know what I mean? But, you know, a coach always told me this, man. He said, hey, you know, you treat everybody the same.
Yeah.
But certain players get different privileges.
Well, are you?
Yeah, you're right about that. Everybody do not get treated the same.
So, mm-hmm.
I understand that.
Never late for practice. That would be a
lie. Well, listen, this ain't practice. It's the real deal. Holy,
you better tell him, Ashley.
What's up? Listen, we have a great show for you guys tonight. James Harden tells the 76ers who they need and gives, you know, Philly and Philly tells Philly fans that their time to win is now. A player spilled the beans on a former head coach disliking a prominent quarterback and saying that was the reason for his erratic play. And we also have a clip from the upcoming I Am Athlete podcast episode, and some interesting things were said about Jalen Ramsey. So we'll get into that. But first, LeBron has taken over the weekend with some interesting comments and also, of course, shining in the Drew League. On Saturday, LeBron James had the basketball world buzzing as he made his return to the Pro-AM Drew League in Los Angeles. It was a team that was led by James and Chicago Bulls star DeMar DeRozan, and the duo rode to a 104-102 victory. Now, Kyrie Irving, the interesting thing about him, he was rumored to take part in the Drew League on Saturday, but in true Kyrie fashion, never showed
Kyrie
up.
Fashion. Hey, Shady. Hey, don't worry about it, Shady. It's just that he don't want it to happen yet, so he don't want to let the cat out the bag yet.
Right.
Listen, I want to ask you guys, you roll into the Drew League, right? And you're expecting to play a game against your peers and a couple retired athletes and maybe a rapper or two. And you walk in and you see LeBron James warming up on the sidelines. What is going through your mind?
Oh, dream come true, man. You know, arguably the number two best player ever to play the game. But to some guys, number one, some guys, number three. And some guys number four, but it's just an honor for LeBron to grace the people with his appearance and put on a performance the way he did. And he did it with ease, and you couldn't do nothing but love it.
Yeah, I think that was pretty cool. It's pretty dope.
Yeah.
I think LeBron James going to the Drew League. I've actually been there. Have you been there, Pac?
No, I haven't, bro.
You been there?
I have not. I've only, you know, done the East Coast thing, Rucker Park. Van Dykeman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so that's real basketball.
Yeah.
You might not know nothing about that. But anyway.
West Forth.
No, that was cool, though, man. I think everybody loves LeBron James. I think this is big for the culture.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get to see him.
I mean, we're looking at the footage right now in studio, and it was packed. It was standing room
packed.
Only.
It ain't Rucker Park.
It was deep.
It ain't Rucker.
I don't know now. It was deep, Shady.
It ain't Kobe coming to the Rucker Packs, but it was Packs.
It's not, you know, Terror Squad, Fat Joe, and Jay-Z Rockefeller Pack, but it was our.
It was Pack, though.
I don't know, man. It was Pack. Hold on, play that thing for me, Ant. Play that thing for me.
But look, look, only I don't like, you know what I'm saying, is I see a lot of old cab drivers slash UPS workers out there, you know what I'm saying, playing defense with all type of guts and all that.
Oh, my God.
On the game, but they could have me out there. You know what I'm saying?
So, wait, you supposed to just let LeBron James run through you and not play on me? Come on, LeBron James.
I said, truck drivers and UPS workers.
Come on, man.
Hey, man, first of all, these are pro AM leagues. So these guys are hoopers, just not NBA hoopers.
Listen,
you playing LeBron and DeMar DeRozan, you got to go full throttle. You got to tell your kids about this one day.
Like, look at him playing defense. Come on, home.
He's giving it all he got.
I seen him deliver my Uber Eats.
Come on, Shady.
Yesterday, I seen it from DoorDash.
Shady, could you go and play 7-on-7 right now in the league right now?
Like NFL?
Nah, like, under NFL.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, so what would be the difference? Why would you say that, though? Like, because it's a lot of guys that's been on active roster that's planning, you know, the under league. So it wasn't that bad, though, Shady. Like, I thought you've been to the Drew League. There's a lot of good players that play in that.
I agree with you. But what I'm saying is when I watched this Drew League competition, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't that. Do you feel me?
You think they were taking it easy on Bron? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I mean, nah, I'm not saying that. I'm saying the competition wasn't what I thought it would be. LeBron James in the house. We got to get some real players.
It wasn't LeBron playing against James Harden and
Kobe did that.
You know, Kyle Lowry in his prime. And no, it wasn't a room full of NBA guys. But, like, you know, it was.
And then, like, DeRozan him was on the same team. Like, what are we talking about? You feel me?
What'd you say?
DeRozan, here's a unique name. Anyway, DeRozan, right, was on the same team as LeBron. Wasn't like LeBron against another NBA All-Star, right?
The Drew League is not a professional league.
That's not, but listen.
So who blessed the game when you went there? What year you went?
Kobe Bryant was playing James Harden, game winner in his face.
No,
gave him like 30. Bang,
there,
bang,
are there are situations where you'll get a handful of NBA guys.
Look at this, hold up.
Especially.
Look at the big boy. Hold on. Listen, I know the listeners out there, you can't see it.
We're watching the film in the studio right now, guys.
I just seen a guy, right? He had a Rex Ryan, Andy Reid physique. Out here, LeBron James.
Listen, to give everyone insight of what the Drew League is, yes, sometimes you get actual NBA players, especially during the lockout. A lot of the guys played in the Drew League because they wanted to keep their skills up and there wasn't anything else for them to do. Basketball was obviously shut down. But this is a league that has seen people like The Game and Chris Brown playing, not professional athletes. So when you get one, it's a nice thing to watch and enjoy, but it's not for LeBron. It's for the guys who aren't in the NBA.
Okay, Ash, thank you.
Listen, so they gotta, you know, go all the way in. They're gonna tell their grandkids about this one day. Back in the day, I played LeBron James in the Drew League, and
he gave me 42 on him.
Well, I love to watch LeBron, so anytime I see LeBron play, I love that.
Listen, LeBron was all anybody could talk about this weekend because outside of the Drew League, he also made some news about some interesting comments he made on the Uninterrupted The Shop, which is, you know, obviously his show, his brainchild. First, let's listen to LeBron talk about his obsession with winning.
I'm obsessed with it, with win or bust. What makes me have sleepless nights is when you don't have everyone that feels the same way on your club.
Ooh. That's the culture you were talking about.
Like, it's times where I wish I was like a tennis player or a golfer, where it was literally like, look in the mirror, it's you versus you.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
That could not have come at a better time amidst rumors about Westbrook and Kyrie and everything going on in the offseason. Pack, I want to ask you, I mean, you play a team sport. So do you kind of share the sentiments of LeBron sometimes wishing he played a solo sport where he was the only focus?
It can feel like that sometimes, you know, because you put so much work and sometimes you feel like, damn, they don't want it as much as I do. You get what I'm saying? So that make you say, oh, I wish I was just fucking playing golf so I could be by myself. You know what I mean? So, yes, I've had times where I've been on teams where I didn't think maybe the linebackers wasn't studying as much as the defensive back group. You know, I've been on teams where guys don't study at all. And it do make you feel like that when you put in a lot of work because, man, being great is being at the top is fucking hard. Mm-hmm. Regardless of what anybody say, they say they like you. They don't like when you at the top, not the backup, none of that. They, oh, yeah, man, thank you, man. He showed me the way. But at the end of the day, they couldn't wait to get where you was at.
Shady, you listen to these comments. Put yourself in Westbrook's shoes right now. How are you feeling?
I don't want to be in Westbrook's shoes, but I will say this, right? I'm going to totally disagree with Pac-Man Jones now because I'm a believer in, right? I'm a team guy first. You see what I'm saying? The impact of a player's greatness is shown by the way he has the shown by the way he conducts himself with his teammates. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And how he makes his teammates better. Michael Jordan all the time talked about how he was a great player because he pushed his teammates to the limit. Right. Well, they might like it. They may like all the way he was pushing guys and, you know, and each practice pushing them and pushing them. But he wanted to make them dudes better. See what I'm saying? So you can never be the greatest feeling like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I hope it was a tennis or I hope it is this and that. Nah, man, it's a team game. If I'm great, I got to make the guys around me great. That's the difference between guys like Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Steph Curry.
Do you think LeBron has not already proven that?
Man, are you? What does that mean?
No, I mean, do you think he has not proven the ability to make guys around him better?
I think LeBron James, I think LeBron James is great. And I think
every organization he's been to, he's won a championship.
No, let me finish. I think LeBron James is great. And I think that he's one of the best to get his players better, right? He mm-hmm. does that all the time. But when I hear comments like that, it's alarming. Like, what do you mean? Because we know LeBron as a guy that gets his players involved and et cetera. I don't want to hear my captain, my leader, right? Telling us how, you know what, man, there's some days, man, I just wish you just, I play tennis. It's just me but by myself.
Why not? He got to take all the scrutiny. He got to get all the blame.
Because all
Guess what, Shady? Guess what? When they lose, they don't talk about nobody else.
That's what the greats do. I know Tom
Brady. They talk about LeBron.
You know
that's
what
LeBron do? He's taking on the shoulder.
But Pac-Man, that's all the greats. That's all the greats. They all go through that. I don't get no pass.
But I mean, I can. Can you understand the devil advocate aspect of it? Because even when you watch, for example, The Last Dance.
Right. I was just going to ask him. Jordan, have you seen The Last Dance? Jordan,
he never spoke nothing like that.
Jordan spoke about how his teammates hated him because he pushed them.
That's right.
Constantly, but that also came. But that also came from his innate desire, his obsession to win. And Kobe Bryant spoke about how a lot of his teammates hated him because he had an obsession with winning.
That's right.
Sometimes that obsession is so grand that it's frustrating when the results don't equal your passion. And you look at the Lakers season last season, and to be obsessed with winning and not even make it to the play-in, you can't help but sometimes reflect in your deep inner thoughts
Greats,
sometimes
yes, they do.
One-on-five out there.
So, Pat,
yes, they do. Oh, yeah, JD.
Y'all telling me, did y'all think that a guy like the Mamba, first of all, the mama mentality. Have you read the book? I read the book.
You talking about the same Kobe Bryant, and Kobe is my goat.
Man, Kobe was a savage, man. I don't know.
What one game because his teammates couldn't do it.
So look,
Kobe was a savage, bro. The only thing I'm saying is
Kobe's not saying, you know what? Some days, man, I just feel like I wish it was just me out there. Just I'm playing boxing.
Some days it was just him out there.
And some days, that's right.
What are you talking about?
81 points because he said nobody else would take a shot.
And first of all, Shady, you can't talk about football and basketball. First of all, it's two different things when we're talking about team sports and being
individual
because
basketball is way more an individual sport than football.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. So, like, it's hard.
Nah, dog.
Shady, it's got to be some kind of, like, if you're the head guy, it's got to be some kind of eye in that team part
it's
there.
It's always an eye in everything. Even when I'm athlete, it's an eye in Shady McCoy. But what I'm telling you is, what you always say to me, Pat, you say you good on TV, Shady, but we a team, right?
Yeah.
So my thing is, I'm only as good as Pac-Man Jones.
Listen, but there may not be an I in team, but there's an I in win.
That's what Kobe said.
Listen, that's exactly that's what Kobe said.
Yeah, but like, how can I be great?
Let me ask you this. Let's go back to football
If you make me better, right?
Uh-huh.
That makes your value way better.
I know, but let me take it to football real quick. You don't think there's ever been a moment where Tom Brady's having an incredible game and his receivers are not doing their job, the offense is not doing their job, the defense is not doing their job, and you don't think he thinks himself, damn, I was playing a singular sport where I could just win on my own merit. You don't think that's ever crossed his mind?
Who's he?
Tom Brady. Okay. Any quarterback. Any of the premier quarterbacks. You don't think that's ever crossed their mind?
Listen, I'm done.
Oh, come on.
I'm done. She's asked me if Tom Brady, the GOAT, right, ever had a chance. He's like, you know what?
No, I'm saying, do you think that thought has ever crossed his mind? No, really?
Nah, man.
What about you, Pac? You think any of the premier quarterbacks ever think to themselves when the offense and the defense is not clicking, they're doing everything in their power to make it work and it's not? You don't think it ever crossed their mind like, dang, I wish I could do everything myself right now because this is just not working.
Any superstar going to always have that every now and then, like, God damn it, I want to do whatever I can do to win. And if it takes just me, I want to win.
I mean, I've been the best player on my team a lot of times, and I ain't never feel like that.
Hey, listen. Shane McCoy, Pac-Man Jones, Ashley. No, I'm
Ash, is that so? So
I wasn't laughing at you.
So we're going to be working together.
I wasn't laughing at you.
No, I'm not working at that. I'm talking about if we're going to be working together, that's how you feel. Like, you know what? Forget this radio show. It just needs to be me.
I'm the Kobe Bryant in this room, first and foremost. Moving on. Listen, I'm Ashley Nicomon, Shady McCoy, Pac-Man Jones. Listen, we're going to stay on the LeBron topic. It's like the LeBron block right now. He made some comments about Boston, specifically their fans, and said he held absolutely no punches also on the shop. And just take a listen to this.
Why do you hate Boston?
Because they're racist as fuck. That's why. Nasty. They will say anything. And it's fine. I mean, like, it's my life. I don't mind it. Like, I hear it. Like, if I hear somebody, like, close by, I check them real quick. I move on to the game. Whatever. They're going to say whatever they want to say. They might throw something on you. I mean, I got a beer thrown on me leaving the game. You know, like, Boston.
It's the only place in the NBA in America you go and they have, like, shirts that say, like, fuck LeBron.
Yeah, like,
it was like a
LBJ t-shirt. I believe they probably sold it at the team shop.
No, they sold it outside the arena.
No, they sold it at the team shop. I forget how Celtics had something to do with that.
Shady, I saw you shaking your head and putting your hands up in the air like, I knew this already. How do you feel about what LeBron said?
You know what, though? This is the thing, man, about ball players. I really hate when ball players complain, right? Like, you complain about fans. So you'll get the fans that love you. Oh, my God, you're the greatest ever, you know? Mm-hmm. And then you'll get the opposing team and their fans, and they're going to boo you. So my worst experience, I won't give an NFL team because I don't know. But because, you know, about dollars, you know what I mean? All my viewers out there. But listen.
I mean, you did play for one of the toughest.
Why would you not say
I'll give you a college team. Yo, when I was a freshman at Pitt,
man, we played this big game. Y'all better not come to West Virginia.
Yeah, we played this big game, backyard brawl, right, against West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the mountains. I've never seen a racist
place. Oh, my God.
The N-word, crazy, right? Little kids, Pitt each. Like, little 10-year-olds. I'm like, yo, they serious? And mind you, I'm like 17, 18 years old at the time. So, but my thing is that was an early lesson because I never entertained no fans. Talk about me bad, my mama, this and that, third. I'm not even going to entertain you. I'm going to smile and get busy, mm-hmm. like, you know, which normally happens. But I never really care about the fans. So I would never even react to if he's racist or not. As long as you don't touch me and as long as you don't spit on me. The problem was sometimes a lot of players, I think Westbrook, he was talking about how they was coming at him as far as, you know, like, when you bring my name in and you this and that, you mad because how you playing. You see what I'm saying? Because you balling, you don't care what no fans is talking about.
Right, but Pac, do you think it's a little bit different in the NBA where the fans are in such a more close proximity to the players that you can hear everything? If they throw something at you, you can feel it. Whereas when you're playing in a big stadium in the NFL, unless someone's like right there on the sidelines, it's a little bit harder to get the best of a player.
Yeah, and you got to realize it's a different type of atmosphere and attitude, you know. Every now and then you might get somebody that got the nuts to throw something on the field. But, like, when I played, we ain't have too many people that were throwing shit on the field.
I don't know if you knew that.
I did.
And we ain't have too many people that were throwing stuff on us at the field. But I do think being in the basketball, they're on the floor, they real close, and you can hear, you can feel different things. It's almost like they in your face if they on the wood or in the first two rows. So yes, I do think it's a lot of places I play. Like Philly is one of the, to me, one of the racist places I've ever played.
Philly.
Bro, if you don't listen, bro, if you don't play for Philly, bro, you go in there, bro. It's tough in there, bro.
No, not toxic. He said racist.
I mean, there's some racist Philadelphia Eagle fans.
Philadelphia?
Yes.
Yo, Philadelphia.
Are you serious right now?
First of all,
you live tripping, bro. You living in your
only yo. You living in the only bro. Place, right? Especially in a football game. Where the blacks,
hold on,
let me finish. The Italians, they all gonna be hanging out.
We're talking about the opposing team, Shady.
Wait, what you mean?
Blacks, they not gonna be cursing out the
I'm talking about the opposing team. I'm saying if I come from the Cincinnati Bengals going playing in Philly, if I come from the Cowboys going playing in Philly, it is a rough environment.
I agree with that part, but you say racist. Can you?
It is. I'm asking. Same way you're saying West Virginia racist. Or you play with, like, you had one of the centers that would call people, I ain't gonna name his mouth, but you played with one of the centers that y'all would have.
He didn't play in Philly.
I ain't say he played in Philly. I ain't trying to put him out there, but I'm saying you know how the game go, bro. Like,
I want to get a correct statement. I'm sorry. You said that Philadelphia is one of the most racist cities, and I'm asking.
No, I did not say cities, bro. I said as far as playing in the stadium.
I'm sorry. Okay, let me rephrase that.
Jesus Christ.
You said that Philadelphia fans, right?
Fan base, yes.
Fan base are the most racist. And I'm asking.
Have your wife ever been playing in Philly when you didn't play? Did she ever come to a game when you played in Philly?
I'm not married.
Have your wife car ever got shook telling her, get your ass out of here? You fucking, have that happened to you? Have it happened to you?
I'm not married, no.
Have it ever happened to you when you went to play in Philly when you wasn't playing in Philly?
The fans are definitely.
All right, that's not, what I'm telling you. So I think
there's experiences and pockets, of course, but I mean, let's take it back to the Celtics. The Celtics fans are essentially Patriot fans. Would you say Patriot fans have a reputation for being racist?
Hell yeah.
Hear what he said.
I'm asking you since you. I'm asking you since you feel like
he worries about his followers, Ashley.
Yeah, I'm not entertaining the NFL fans, but for the basketball, I mean, for the college though, like I
no, let's keep it in NBA. Let's keep it in the realms of the NBA.
Multiple N words, this, and that.
Let's
and the third.
Keep it in the realms of the NBA. Mm-hmm. We're talking Boston Celtics. Boston Celtics fans are essentially Patriot fans.
All right, so what are you saying?
I'm asking you, do you agree with the sentiments that LeBron said that Boston fans tend to be, for the most part, racist?
What's that, Massachusetts, right?
Yes.
I like I told you before, I'm not really entertaining. Yeah, I make good money in Boston. You know what I'm saying?
Listen. I'm not asking you to mess your money up. Pac, I'm gonna give you final thoughts on this. What do you think do you agree with LeBron's sentiments that Celtics fans tend to be racist?
Yes, and they are very hostile. And like I said, the Patriots fans too. I mean, it's a different kind of crowd. I've had a chance to be in Boston for a couple of months and it's different. It's a lot of money around there, so a lot of things are different. I will say that. And they treat you different when you come in. Now, if you play there, you're God. No problems. But when you come in as an opposing team, yes, you better put your thick skin on, put your shades on, and be ready to go.
I mean, the situation with Kyrie is a perfect example.
What?
You don't remember when Kyrie went back to the Boston Celtics?
When Sage, what are you talking about?
When he had to Sage, but they were throwing beers at him, bottle caps at him, calling on him all sorts of names.
Racist names or just?
I mean, I wasn't in the stands, but he said that they were calling him out of his name. I'm sure they weren't calling him nice things.
Only thing I'm saying is this, though. There's a lot of hostile fans, right?
So right.
Philadelphia is one of them.
Yes.
But we got to watch the racist word because that means a lot of different things.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is Philadelphia can be really, really harsh. They are harsh.
New York fans are extremely harsh.
New York fans are harsh. But what I'm saying is we saying that's fine. That's one thing. But we can't say racist. That's a whole nother topic. So we got to watch that word. That's all I'm saying.
All right, we'll say harsh then, Shady. Is that better for you?
That's why,
harsh, thick skin.
Right.
Thank
you. Hey, boy, what you doing around here, boy?
Oh,
they doing that in Philadelphia? They're not doing that in Philadelphia.
Listen, we can end on this. Shady does not agree with the word that LeBron used. He rather you use harsh, Bron.
No. If he felt it was racist to him, then it was racist to him.
Okay.
Yo, this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. The soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT. Savory breakfast burrito or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2 gram net zero hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, hero.co.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active. Cash.
Running back Leonard Fournette of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is said to have upset the coaching staff by allowing himself to get out of shape this summer. It has been reported that a veterans Buccaneer beat reporter for the Tampa Bay Times said that Fournette, who was listed as weighing 228 pounds, really weighs around 30 pounds more than that, closer to 60. Quoted from the podcast, Rick Strawn said, "The last time we saw Leonard Fournette, he was about a donut shy of 260. He certainly did not look like a guy who could play every down." Now, listen, no doubt Fournette decided to forego OTAs earlier this season, and that probably didn't help matters either. Shady, listen.
Call your boy Shady. Call your boy Shady.
Of Leonard Fournette. Does this surprise you, and should he be worried?
Now, he gonna be all right. First of all, right, these coaches always want to complain. The issue is, I guess he didn't come to OTAs. He didn't show up for that, which is not mandatory. So he didn't come to that, and then they figured you're working out. But, hey, he wasn't working out. This is my thing. As long as this guy is ready to go for training camp, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. It don't take that long to lose weight.
Well, we 12 days out from training camp?
Yeah. Something like that.
He's going to lose 40 pounds in 12 days?
But hold on, wait. He plays at 230, 235.
All right, so he's going to lose 30 pounds in 12 days.
No. They're talking about this is he was at OTAs.
No, they're saying currently he weighs closer to or at not right, 260 no,
not,
pounds.
Not right now. I think that the last time they documented him, his weight, I think it was long.
No, it's saying currently he weighs 260 pounds.
They don't know that. I hate people act like they know. They don't know that. Because the coaches haven't seen him.
I trust Shady. I trust Shady because yeah. This is his boy. But, hey, Fournette do have a problem with not being in shape and trying to get in shape during the season. Everybody's in shape when it's money year. Obviously, he was in great shape last 2 years.
That's true.
And, you know how I go. Hey, look.
Pax, so you're saying he got that check and now he's just kind of like, I show up how I show up?
No, he's not like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is.
But everybody goes to the stage to get paid.
My point is, look, I've always been one of those guys that I'm always gonna stay in shape. Like I didn't understand how a guy can go from 190 pounds to 250 in a matter of fucking 4 weeks because you're only off last game January. You get February. March, you're back in there April. You're reporting in April and you're already 40 pounds, 30 pounds over. Come on, man.
I'll say this, though. He's a big dude, right? So, I mean, he can eat. He's from New Orleans.
They got good food there,
but he a good player. He'll be all right.
He's a great player.
Listen,
He's a great player when he's in shape.
I was always heavy. You know what I'm saying? Always after season, me and my friends, we have a great time and we travel. But when it's time to train,
how out of shape did you allow yourself to get in the off season?
I played about 210, 212. I'll get up to like 230. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah, and then work it off, eat right, and then you train. That's it. Same thing with boxers. Yo, so many boxers. Like I'll give you an example. Errol Spence.
Bro, you cannot use a boxer as a football two different sports, bro. Like we can hit all like that's.
We're talking about.
I know you're talking about the training thing, how they
I'm not saying the training thing. I just want you to just
we work way longer than they do.
I just want you to listen for 1 second.
All right, go ahead.
Right?
Yeah.
Not to say that you're wrong, just not saying you're right. But what I'm saying is if they fight at 100, he fights at 147, guy Errol Spence. But when he walk around after the fight's over, they don't have their training camp, he walk around like 190, 180.
I think the difference though is boxers, for example, aren't fighting consistently every single weekend, right? So there's time gaps between their fights to where if they did happen
that's
to
like
say
their, that's like their off season. I'm saying
what I'm saying. It's not quite the essential of an off season season because Errol Spence can fight in January, and not fight again until July. So if you happen to gain what,
and it's easier pounds, to cut weight when you're doing it for boxing. Then
you have months to do it.
Okay, so first of all, so I'll give you an example, right? So let's say if he's just fighting for another, 4 months?
Right.
Because they do like 4 months. 4 or 5 months.
Depends on the fighter.
Okay.
Already know right now when he's going
to
fight.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, so in the offseason, right, let's say you like the Bengals and you don't really go to playoffs that much, right? So after the season's over, right?
Man, I went here. We went to playoffs. I played here 9 years. We went to playoffs 6 years.
As I said, we taking Brandon Marchu and Patrick Jones. They're not only going to play.
Brandon the one who ain't been to the playoffs.
So listen, stop making me laugh. So soon as season's over, right? Boom, last game.
Mm-hmm.
What's that, Patman? You know, what's that break from the last season to OTAs?
All right, so
not OTAs, mandatory camp.
But what I'm saying, because you're gonna do something before you get to OTAs, Shady.
Mandatory?
No, I'm saying like we report April 18th, right? Normally, the whole team report their April 18th.
Oh, you
always had a big ass bonus, like $1 million, just to do off season workout.
Oh, you went first round. You know what I mean? I never did that type of stuff. So we never go to the off season training.
But I enjoy working out. So like, I would ride the bike on the beach and still stay out to 6 a.m.
I'm just asking you simple things. Like, okay, so after the season's over, boom, no playoffs for y'all, right? You go from that to mandatory camp. How long is that?
Well, we skipping OTAs?
Yes. Most players don't do OTAs.
About 4.5 months. 4 months.
You see where I'm going with this? Let me finish. Hold on. I'm painting a picture for the listeners. Because you guys...
Paint it faster.
You guys are not giving... You're not giving justice by what this you're saying. All right, anyway, so 4.5 months to get yourself in shape. Same thing as a boxer. No. Right, you could cut the weight. You can do it. I've been there. I did it. Yeah, I went from 210 to 235.
You was lazy, Shady.
Ooh,
you was a lazy pro then.
Well, whatever it is, the reason why y'all my number's better than all y'all, so I don't want to argue with that.
Well, I didn't play, so you're
not you. I'm talking about him and Brandon, not you.
But going back to the report that he's 30 pounds heavier than what he was when the season ended. Isn't that, of course, you can drop the weight, you can gain the weight, you have time to do it. But in overall, isn't that just not the best way to approach your conditioning, approach your health?
I agree with that.
Is gaining a massive amount of weight in a short period of time. And then in a period of time, months later, trying to drop as much of it before. Isn't it just easier to keep your body in shape year round?
Yeah,
and maybe leave a little bit of wiggle room for error, but not 30 pounds of wiggle room.
Well, Ash, you do have a point.
Right? Okay.
Which, you know, is very rare. But I will say this. As a player, man, you know.
I know he's not talking about me because.
But you be tired a lot. You know what I'm saying? You training every day, waking up early every morning. Like, you might want to take it two weeks
off. And you play for the Tampa Bay Bucks. Who's their quarterback?
The greatest.
You think Tom Brady's going to be happy when 260 pounds of Leonard Fournette walks into training camp? The same guy who drinks avocado tequila is going to be happy with a 30-pound weight gain?
Well, I don't think Lenny drink either. That's hard.
Hey, Shady, how many playoffs you been to?
I don't know, Pac.
I want to ask you for real. I want to know how many – and don't count when you went down there to Tampa either. How many playoffs did he go to in his career, Anthony?
Well, I've been to a couple, man.
I'm quite sure that you haven't been to more playoffs than me while you sitting here talking all this big talk.
Oh, we got it's getting spicy.
No, it's not getting spicy.
And how many been to
together though? Spicy.
I'm on it, Pac.
Toasties.
Okay. Listen, we about to get those numbers up. While you look up those numbers, and I'm gonna go ahead and move on to the next topic. Shady McCoy, Pac Van Jones, and myself, Ashley Nicole Moss. Listen, Vikings former linebacker said that Mike Zimmer didn't respect Kirk. All right. For those who are not within the Minnesota Vikings organization, the narrative of Mike Zimmer's resignation as head coach has taken a new turn. Following yet another unsuccessful campaign in 2021, the organization fired Zimmer, age 66, and concerns about Kirk Cousins' future surface. However, the Vikings and Cousins instead agreed to a new contract, something a former Vikings linebacker expected to happen now that Zimmer is gone. Speaking with CBS Sports Radio, he made an interesting comment on the former head coach and the relationship between him and his quarterback, Kirk Cousins. Take a listen to this.
I think that Kirk can win this team a Super Bowl. And I don't think that he's one of those guys that has to have everything perfect, like they say. I think he's going to finally thrive, really thrive in a system, in a coach that actually respects him. I mean, it's not like I'm breaking news here that Mike Zimmer did not like Kirk Cousins. And, you know, I think that showed in the way that Kirk behaved and the way that he carried himself. It was never given, the team was never given to him, or he was never allowed to earn the trust of the team because the head coach, I think, just didn't like him.
Now, before we get into that sound clip, that was Mike Lieber, by the way, a former Minnesota Vikings player. Anthony just brought up the stat. 6 years Shady went to the playoffs.
That must be including
his
Tampa.
Time in Tampa.
Oh yeah, of course.
So
how many years I've been with since Shady said we was the bad news Bengals?
Yeah, that was a bad team, man.
Hey, but look, speaking on the Mike Zimmer situation.
Yeah, going back to Kirk Cousins while he looks up, and Pat, go ahead and take this one.
Yeah, I had a chance to play a lot of my career with Mike Zimmer. He was Dion defensive coordinator in Dallas. I had a chance to come to him. Left Dallas, spent a year out, and came play with Mike Zimmer for like 8-9 years. He's a tough-nosed coach. He's not one of those guys that he's going to tell you how he feel all the time. And he don't really like timid guys. And from what I was reading with the Kirk Cousins thing for asking guys, or do they know if they're going to heaven or Wells, I'm quite sure that probably brought a little conflict with Zim and the way that he coached and the way that he walks around.
Do you think, though, that Kirk Cousins, do you agree with Lieber when he says that Kirk Cousins can bring a championship to Minnesota?
Oh, no. No way. No. Kirk, I don't know. That's just my opinion. I don't think Kirk is at the top. And Shady, you had six. I had five, but we can't count the time when you was in Tampa. But them sorry years, I went to the playoffs five times. I was just letting you know that. Shady.
I don't, you know what I learned though from being an I Am Athlete is that I can't really argue my stats with y'all because like it ain't even fair. So I won't do that. But this is what I will do. I do think that Kirk Cousins is a solid quarterback. And as coach, what's he going to say? Oh, we can't win with him. They just paid him. So I think you got to promote him and you got to hype him up and support him.
And he got the tools to do it?
Yeah, I think they have a great running game. You know, and I think they have a solid guys up front with a good defense. And that's
great defense.
And the best part, right, that people don't know, or not know but don't think about, is now Aaron Rodgers doesn't have his main weapon. Right, with Deontay Adams, you know what I'm saying, and he's and with the Raiders, so fought him here again, beat him every year, every week. That might change a little bit now that A-Rod's gone.
But A-Rod can make anybody special, bro.
Like, that's true too. But
is the mecca of quarterbacks. Like
I agree with that, like, but it's different when
Adams would not have the years that he've had with A-Rod in Oakland.
That might be true. I think I can agree to that, but I think he'll still be successful. He's the best wide receiver that we've seen in the league the last couple of years.
That's A-Rod, though. Right now, the best wide receiver is Tyreek Hill, period.
Nah, man.
Period, man. Well, you tell me somebody that can go and guard him. Who can guard him?
Who can guard him
one-on-one?
Who can guard Adams? I don't see anybody guard Adams.
Man, you can guard Adams, man. I'm telling you, I played corner. Axe around. Nobody want to guard Tyreek Hill one-on-one. Everybody he plays against, when you go on the field, hey, look, yeah, you got to watch Adams. You know, he's a great, crafty guy. He ain't going to really beat you over top. He had Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers can make every throw. Tyreek Hill, you going into the week, hey, coach, how are we doubling this guy?
Thank you. Oh, I thought you. Sorry about that.
You thought, okay, go ahead and get your rebuttal in.
No, I mean, because he's only speaking on the sense of like the speed aspect, right?
No, sorry, I'm talking about receiver, bro.
All I'm saying is this, though, man, because Devontae Adams is a beast. Despite what you say and how he gets it done, he's not the fastest. No, he's not. I think he has better hands than Tyreek Hill. And I think he runs better routes than Tyreek Hill.
And I bet you this, he won't have better numbers than Tyreek Hill this year. Without Aaron Rodgers.
You want to take that bet?
Yeah.
Let's bet $1,000.
Oh.
I bet. Okay.
You know, we love each other.
You my dog. I'm never really wrong like that. I'm never really like.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Nah, but listen though. Like, oh, he's still 96? That's crazy. Anyway, when you just look at overall, like, just the facts from what LeSean talks about and everybody else, it's like 96.5. Ash, don't forget the numbers, all right?
Moving on. Anthony, go ahead and take the reins here for Factor Cap before I strangle Shady in the studio.
All right, so I'm going to save you again once more, Ashley, because I know it's been difficult today dealing with Shady in the studio. So we're going to play a truncated, which means a shorter version of Factor Cap today. I'm going to give a statement. You guys tell me fact, you agree with it, Cap, you disagree. Richie Incognito officially retired as a Raider over the weekend. Incognito is one of the most polarizing players of this generation.
I love
fact or cap.
Oh yeah, this is Shady best friend. This is one of the guys I was talking about earlier. He is all cap. Whatever he say is cap.
He's not factual. He's a great guy.
Big cap.
Retirement. Texting right now. One of a kind.
All right, we'll get to the next one. Lakers owner Jenny Buss and GM Ron Palenka state that the Lakers are not done improving their roster. I call BS on that. The Lakers will not make any significant moves this offseason. Fact or cap?
Fact. With what money? With what money?
Right.
Like, unless they're going to pull it out of thin air or just pay a asinine amount in luxury tax like the Nets did when they first construct. Actually, the Nets did that a few times. They did that with the Nets and the Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, James Harden era. And they did it when they brought Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett together at four years old. They also
really
did that. Still didn't result in a championship. And they paid an insane amount of money to go ahead and have them on a roster. So the Lakers, unless they're going to go
ahead. Guess who's going to do it? Say it again, Ashley. Who's going to do it?
Nobody's going to do it.
Say that last name you just said.
Kevin Garnett?
No, the Lakers.
Oh, the Lakers?
Watch and see what I tell you.
The Lakers are not about to pay an insane luxury tax to go ahead and get a player they can't afford. If they can't move Westbrook, which I'm 99.9% sure they're not going to be able to move Westbrook. They're stuck with the roster that they have. If they do make any moves, it's going to be vets that they can sign for the minimum and try to make something out of nothing, or guys from the G League, or some, you know, supporting cast members from some other teams that are kind of like,
I don't think the Lakers getting nobody from the G League, Ashley. We trying to win the championship.
Jordan Poole came from
LeBron
the G League.
James.
Jordan Poole came from the G League. He just won a championship.
Come on now.
So wait, real quick, you think that did the Warriors, did we pay some luxury tax? I think we did too, right?
Yeah, but yeah. I mean,
it worked out.
You have three champions on your team. You had to pay it.
We got a great GM. That's what we do. You see what I'm saying?
But the difference is the Warriors didn't start off paying luxury tax. They got to that point because you have three champions on your team who require a certain amount of money.
You can't pay unless you want to win.
They didn't start off like that. Those guys were groomed through that system.
That's right.
And ultimately you had to pay them. So now you're in luxury tax, but you didn't do it in reverse. The Lakers are not going to do that. They can't move Westbrook. Kyrie, it seems like, is going to stay in Brooklyn because Brooklyn's not going to move him. Unless they get him in free agency, which happens, I think, before or after the All-Star break, they're stuck with the roster that they got. So
Ashley, you smart, but you ain't smarter than the GM. I tell you that.
Right, I could have been a GM, Pac.
No, you couldn't have been a GM of the Lakers because what you saying is not going to be true. I'm telling you.
What part of it is not going to be true?
I just truly feel something going to happen in this trade thing, you know.
What's going to happen?
We had a chance to interview Kyrie Irving.
Uh-huh.
And I truly feel, I don't know about Shady, but I think Shady said it first.
Probably.
Did you ask him, Shady?
Oh, about LeBron, if they was together, how many rings they would have?
Yeah, and then I asked him at the end before it got cut off, I think I asked him, is it a chance of you and LeBron getting back together?
And what he said? I forget.
And remember, we didn't get to answer that question on air. But I truly think it was a reason why Kyrie didn't come to the Drew game. And we just got to wait. But I truly think that the Lakers are going to do something that haven't been done. Because I really think those guys are talking behind closed doors, and that's just my gut feeling.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's move on to the next one and see who's right when it's all said and done. And take it away.
All right. So the home run derby, which is taking place as we speak, Ronald Acuña just went, and the two-time winner Pete Alonso is about to come up. The home run derby.
Real quick, Julio Rodriguez hit 32 home runs in the first round. Yeah, 32. That's a real number. So
I love that you brought that up, Ash, because that's going to lead into.
Is that the most ever, Ash?
Ash.
That sets a record for most ever in the first round of the home run derby. Yes. Yeah.
So the Home Run Derby is the best all-star event of the four major U.S. sports. Fact or cap?
Fact. I mean, the all-star game, they don't play any defense until they stop making it an actual game like years ago. They don't even play any defense until the last quarter.
That's true.
So it's just basically it's a shooting contest. Don't get me started on that Pro Bowl. It's absolutely horrendous. It's atrocious to watch. Yeah, the best part of that weekend is probably the skills challenge. Yeah. And even that is sometimes unbearable.
I would say the slam dunk contest and the home run derby are probably.
Yeah, for sure. And listen, the dunk contest is hanging on by a thread, Pac.
I know last year it wasn't good, but we had some really good ones.
Yes,
we had. In the last 10 years, we probably had, three?
Yeah,
we maybe 75%. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we've had good ones when Aaron Gordon was in them and Blake Griffin jumped over the car. And you've had some good ones. It's gotten a little, over the past few years, but there were some good ones. The NFL got to figure it out, though, because that Pro Bowl ain't no fun to watch, but I know it's an accolade.
So hold on.
It's an accolade when you get named to a Pro Bowl, but you don't sit here and say it's a good game.
But you keep saying that. So let me ask you a question, right? What would you change about the Pro Bowl to make it good?
We don't have enough time for that. We got to go into break, but okay, we can discuss that. Okay. Listen. Ash
Nicole Moss.
I Am Athlete Tonight is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. Support I Am Athlete Tonight with a 5-star rating and by leaving a review. That's a big deal, guys. Stop being lazy. Pick up your phones and leave a review and give us a 5-star rating. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Want more? Catch the full 2 hours of I Am Athlete Tonight weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Mad Dog Sports Radio, SiriusXM Channel 82. Go to SiriusXM.com/IAA Tonight trial to start your free trial today.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.